Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we're live at Pier 84 in New York City. The entryway is on the west side at West 44th Street. It's at the Hudson River Rock Music and Nightlife Concert. And so what is happening is there's a free admission. Doors open at 6, rain or shine. So fortunately, it's a beautiful day. The clouds are like painted across the sky, airbrushed across the sky. Beautiful blue sky, sunlit evening. Feel like we're in the hills somewhere on the marina. Boats, yachts, and Circle Line, everything is around. We're sitting on a pier, and there's a stage set up. And it's if you wanted to go online, it's River Rocks. So you can find out about it there, or you can go to Hudson River Park. If you're listening, the background, you'll hear some of the music right now. I have the opportunity earlier this week to go online and look up U.S. Girls who will be performing tonight. And they actually have awesome beats. I got a little bit of the intros. I was able to listen to a few of the selections. It's sort of like a little bit of trance, whether they, you know, call it trance or not. It felt a little bit trance. It was futuristic. It was very nice. You know, it was mellow. It was, you know, it has this new inspiration in it that reminded me of some of the younger days of songs, you know, and it was just an awesome selection that they had there on the internet. So if you want to Google U.S. Girls, like United States Girls, you can do that, and you'll learn all about the performance that we have tonight on this particular show. You're here at Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about music and nightlife. It's for the family. It's at Hudson River Park in New York. It's part of the Summer of Fun 2015. For more information, go to hudsonriverpark.org. Sponsors are the American Honey, different types of beer, and then they have Victoria Negra, Modella, and Modella Special. There are alcohol beverages available here. They also have soda and food. We're right across the pier from the Intrepid, so it was a familiar family, you know, space for the particular venue or for the particular program. And we were happy to come here and feel this familiar. I've been here since about 1 o'clock. I walked the High Line today. I was able to do, like, a beautiful panoramic view. I went on another section that I hadn't been on today, and I was able to go back in. I went to Lego World the other day inside of the High Line. I did the Legos and went back today to look and see if anyone, like, improve upon the particular portion that I did, and it was demolished. I was praying and hoping that everyone would demolish everything on all three boards and let, you know, behold the next part where participants and children come in and start all over. I was so upset about it. So you're here at Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. I feel like that sometimes. And we're here at a summer concert, and we're closing out August, right? We're trying to do some fun, summer fun. The city believes in that. They're having a Summer of Fun concert, and they have several programs scheduled if you wanted to go on the internet and find out. There's also another group by the name of Yuck, Y-U-C-K, and they're part of the Hudson River Park Summer of Fun Concert Festival 2015 as well. So if you want to know about showtime, again, it opened at 6 p.m., and I don't know what time the show is going to start, but we're inside, we're relaxed, and we found our seats. It has a nice ambiance out here. The people getting ready, they're, you know, dressed nicely, casually. They're coming in, you know, group by group, and there's a beautiful backdrop, you know, of the marina, the riverfront, the Hudson River it is, and then with, you know, the boats and taxis going up and down, and the people, you know, are having a good time. Some are on the lawn, under the trees, others are on benches, and there's tents everywhere, pitch for food and drinks, and also for the particular sound guy. So that's pretty fun about that. So I think I'm going to enjoy the concert. I'm happy to be outside today. It was an awesome day to be outside. Don't forget to go to your particular website, city and government website, look for current events, find out about music, and see, you know, what you can, you know, take, find inspiration, where to find inspiration, see if you can go to a concert, summer concert with your family, maybe teens and parents, that's what we promote, maybe some teens together, but don't forget some concerts are going to have drinks. Sometimes you can't, you know, you're a teen, you can't drink, but, you know, be wary about people that you know, and then when they're under the influence, how they may differ after they've had a drink, and you see them in public, and they might not have on the same persona, they might not have the same personality, they may be a little more loose, they may be a little reclusive, they may take time for themselves, it might be on a date, it could be something, you know, after six, it could be something else. So just in case you run into a teacher, another student, an older student, or a family member, distant, and or, you know, a community friend, make sure that your approach is you take direction from them according to their approach. If they come across like a little bit more aggressive, like they're like, you know, usually they don't hug you, usually they don't kiss you, usually it's not like, oh, your beautiful body or your beautiful outfit, you know, if it's nothing like that and they're usually very respectful, you know, try to keep that type of, you know, situation going on. And if they come out of their face for some reason, try to make sure that you get back in line, you cut the conversation short, you go on, let someone know, buddy up, talk to security if it's necessary, leave the concert if you have to move into another section of the concert. Make sure that you're doing everything you can to protect yourself from any unwanted advances, because sometimes when you're out alone, things can happen. Okay, so you have to be on your P's and Q's. You have to be on your best behavior, and you can't. Girls, don't dress too provocatively. Guys, don't wear your shorts too short. Be careful about looking extra shiny, your bling, your new sneakers, your new pants, everything fitting nice, looking like a, you know, a little jock, or, you know, a new, you know, 18-year-old, now you're a man type situations. Try to, like, avoid that type of situation. And talk to your parents and talk to your guardians and your older siblings when you get back home, if that is the case. Because sometimes, you know, we don't want to, you know, like, bend our backs and, you know, kind of hide our bodies, you know, because we're with a crowd that just wanted to, you know, tell us that, you know, you're growing up and you look nice, you know, and but they say it the wrong way. They don't have the right type of approach, and it's, there's no approach when you're, like, dating, you know, the mom or the grandmother in the house or something. And so they come out of their face. So just be prepared for things like that, and, you know, hold your back straight, feel strong, keep it going, but just kind of, like, know that person is drunk or under the influence or, you know, for some reason, you know, being rude, and, you know, try to, you know, excuse yourself from the situation, and have a good time anyway. And when you get a chance, have someone speak to the person so you don't have to go through that again. That's our time for this particular show. We wanted to thank Time Out Magazine again. We can go find information about Time Out at timeout.com. We have the New York version. I assume that because we have NYC version, that there are other versions, but Time Out is a magazine. They do current events. They tell you about the best events around, free, no cost, little cost, and, you know, some things that are, you know, priced up, you know, upward. And you can find just about anything and everything you want to do in any city possibly with the Time Out community. So that's our time for this particular show. Thank you. Until next time.